Good morning and welcome. It's 9:30. Welcome to the August 19 hearing of the Senate Local Government Committee. Everybody, please turn off your cell phones. We have one bill, and we will start as a subcommittee.
All right.
Go ahead. We have one bill, SB 360, Negrete McLeod, Redevelopment Pass-Through Payments. Good morning.
Good morning,
Committee of the Local Government. I have with me today to bring to you SB 360.
Buenos días,
señor. ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo se siente? ¿Se siente bien? Qué bueno. Vamos a comenzar aquí sin los miembros, pero aquí les comienzo. Le vamos a tener el Senado, el bile de 360. Okay. Okay. So no, we can't do that, right? Gracias. I have before you Senate Bill. See, Mr. Cox has been trying to learn Spanish since I've known him, since I was in the Assembly. And we used to do this all the time in the morning. Senate Bill 360 amends the community redevelopment law in response to problems identified in a report issued earlier this year by the state's controller's office. The controller reported errors in the calculation, allocation, and reporting of redevelopment agencies' pass-through payments to other local governments. To promote uniformity and consistency in how pass-through payments are handled, SB 360 transfers to county auditors the responsibility for calculating the making of the payments.
Madam Chair, if you would just hold your comments for just a moment, we'll ask that the roll be called to establish a quorum, ma'am.
Senators Negrete McLeod.
Here.
Negrete McLeod here. Cox.
Here.
Cox here. Harmon. Kehoe. Machado. Here. Machado here.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'll start again. To promote uniformity and consistency in how pass-through payments are handled, SB 360 transfers to county auditors the responsibility for calculating and making the payments. Enacting these reforms will prevent millions of dollars of annual overpayment from the state general fund. And with me today, I have someone from the controller's office. The reason this bill was brought forth is, I guess, whoever's coming up. When the controller did a study, they found out that there was money that had either gone too much or too little through these paths through.
All right. Thanks. We have witnesses in favor.
John Chance, the controller's office. We're sponsors of the bill.
All right.
Jeff Brownfield, state controller's office.
Any witnesses in opposition? Two additional in favor or in opposition? Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, on behalf of the California Redevelopment Association, coming up right after the supporters. We don't have an official support position on the bill. We'd like to especially thank the author and the sponsors for recognizing the legitimate concerns that we have. They've taken amendments dealing with subordination clauses, which is very important to recognize that we have some significant questions. We will be looking forward to working with the advisory committee. We think that changes need to be made, and we've given up on our approach and accepted that this is going to be a new methodology. And we're looking forward with working with the advisory commission to make positive changes in the future to make sure that this process works in the future. So,
all right. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Anyone else? Anyone else for or against?
Good morning. My name is Rod Dole. I'm the Auditor, Controller, Treasurer, Tax Collector for the County of Sonoma, and I'm here on behalf of the State Association of County Auditors. And as of this point, we've taken an opposed unless amended position on this bill. Again, it transfers the responsibility to the county auditors. We think it would be prudent that guidelines from the state controller's office would be issued to the 58 county auditors so that there would be consistency and accuracy statewide regarding the calculations of redevelopment agencies. Obviously, the state controller, by means of the audit, has the expertise in this area. We feel that expertise should be transferred or relayed on to the county auditors so that we can make sure that, in fact, the property tax system and the pass-through payments are accurate in the future. If the bill is amended to include that, we will take a position of support.
All right. Thank you for being here this morning.
And I noticed that my my supporters here were nodding their head, understanding what the issue is.
All right. Any members of the committee have any questions? Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, if we're seeing a nod, what is the real response then to the request of the auditors?
Yes, the Comptroller's Office is in agreement, and that was part of the reason for the advisory committee also being established in the bill, is to help come up with guidelines.
Does that answer your question?
We feel that the guidelines are not specified in the bill. In other words, the requirement to do the guidelines, what we're asking is that there be an amendment to require the guidelines and the committee to put this together so that we can, again, have consistency statewide.
Response from the Comptroller's Office?
The advisory.
The problem administratively with that right now would be that to amend the bill, we'd have to send it back to the Assembly for amendment, and we very well could lose it if we the legislature adjourns. But that was the reason for the advisory committee, and we certainly will commit to working with each of the individual counties to make sure that there's uniformity. The bill would work best with uniformity, so everybody
Wait a minute. You're going to go after this county by county then?
No, we're going to use the advisory committee to come up with, it won't just be the Comptroller's Office, it'll be the Comptroller's Office in conjunction with the advisory committee.
Are you saying then that you're forming an advisory committee that will establish guidelines that would be applicable to all 58 counties?
That's our intent, yes.
So you're committing, is the Comptroller's Office committing today to establish the advisory committee, have it establish guidelines, and to apply those guidelines to the 58 counties?
That's correct.
Yes.
Does that help?
That is what we're asking.
All right. I guess the question then is whether or not you want it in the bill or whether or not the intention of the office is satisfactory to you.
We would prefer that it be in the bill.
And if it can't be in the bill at this juncture, Mr. Machado has asked you whether or not the approach that which has been presented would be acceptable to you.
If the state controller issues authoritative guidelines to the county auditors, that would be acceptable to us.
And is that what the controller's office anticipates doing?
Yes, that was our intent.
All right.
Is that what you're committing to do?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're just looking for some sort of blood oath at this particular point.
I'll move the bill, please.
All right. I do, in fact, have Ms. Keogh has moved the bill, Mr. Machado. So if you will, Madam Chair, do you have any closing comments?
No, I would take the word of the auditor that's what they're going to do, and we as a legislature then will commit to so making sure that they do that.
All right. Call the roll,
and
please.
With that, I guess for your I vote.
The motion is that the amendments be concurred in. Senators Negrete McLeod.
Aye.
Negrete McLeod. Aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox. Aye. Harmon. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe. Aye. Machado.
Aye.
Machado. Aye.
We will keep the roll open until Mr. Harmon arrives for the next 5 minutes. And now, Mr. Detweiler, that clears the deck as it relates to the bills, but did you have anything else that you wanted to where's Mr. Detweiler?
Right here, Senator.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. There is one more item, and this appears to be the committee's last meeting of this biennial session of the legislature. And so, Mr. Vice Chairman, on behalf of the committee staff, we would like to present to Senator Gloria Negrete McLeod an appreciation from her committee staff, and they are all here today. So Sophie Kim, who was your Senate fellow last year in the audience, Aidan Ali Sullivan, your Senate fellow and our colleague this year, and your regular staff, Elvia Diaz, Brian Weinberger, and myself, and use it well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very good. And I'm sure, also on behalf of the of your committee, Ms. Keogh and Ms. Machado, and myself, as well as the department, we have a dozen red roses.
Oh, thank you. Look at that. So, beautiful day.
Thank you for your efforts.
Just lovely.
Let me say that this has been a real learning experience. For me, I didn't come from local government, came from the community college districts, know a little bit more about that. But this has been a wonderful committee. I've had wonderful fellow members. We have had some lively debates and not so lively debates. You know, we're not all on the same page all the time because we all come from different areas, but it really has been a pleasure to serve with this committee, and especially to the staff. They have been absolutely wonderful, teaching me where they needed to go and sometimes going where they didn't want to go. but I thank you so much. Thank you. Open the roll, please, for Mr. Harmon.
Senator Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye.
That bill is out.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this committee is closed.
Great job.